Big plays. We hear about them all the time. They come in so many forms and can come from either side of the ball. No matter if it's on offense or defense, they can change the game. That is, if you can get enough of them and capitalize when they decide to shine their light on the field. Last week, the clock had barely been warmed up as the Chiefs got off to a brilliant and explosive start. Some had just settled down on their couches or put their headphones on to hear the call.
20, 10, 5, touchdown, Kansas City!
By the time Chiefs fans or the Browns defense realized it, the team was up, and it felt like it could be one of those days. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case last Sunday, but oftentimes it is. Case in point, last season when the Chiefs headed to Oakland, big plays marked that game, and the momentum from those plays seemed to manifest themselves into energetic and disciplined play by the Chiefs, primarily on defense. Six interceptions, two for pay dirt, helped galvanize a dominant win. Maybe more importantly, the offense fed off of the defense and a complete team effort turned into a total team win. Think of the plays that come to mind when you use the term big play, and you most likely associate that with a win. This season's 91-yard scamper in New Orleans by Charles, a leaping grab by Jonathan Baldwin at home versus the Chargers, an interception for Eric Berry to help lock in the AFC West two short years ago. All big plays, all wins. It's easy to say, but not so easy to do. And it seems this year, the well of big plays has run dry. And with it, at times momentum and drive for a team trying to navigate its way through arguably its most difficult season in history. Of course, there's much more to a team's success than the ability to strike big during a game. But that devastating sack, explosive run, leaping reception, or huge return can do wonders for a team while also debilitating opponents. That just hasn't been present in 2012. And without it, without that excitement, without that element, the ability to grab control of a game has also been lost at times. The Chiefs look to find a way to dig into the playbook and find a way to muster some wins before the new year arrives. They don't care if it comes by way of land or air, by block punt or even a lucky bounce. We'll take anything we can get right now in the big play department, and we'd like it to start at the Oakland Coliseum on Sunday.